6 at 87 Slide, American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. The Trial of Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch for Blackmail, Atlanta, Georgia, 1918. The Narrative. Less than 3 weeks after the conviction of her confederate cook, Ante, Prosna 624, Mrs. Hirsch was brought to trial. Mayor Candler, Ante, Prosna 629, and Mr. Adair, Ante, Prosna 633, repeated the amazing story which they had testified to at the trial of Cook. The other witnesses from Cook's trial gave similar evidence here. Then, Mrs. Hirsch, with the court having been cleared of all spectators, made a long statement or address to the jury. In it, she stuck to the charge of criminal conduct which she had made against Mayor Candler and attempted to make it appear that the money discussed in Mr. Adair's office was not a demand made by her, but an offer on the part of Mayor Candler's agent to hush up the matter and keep it from the public. However, less than half an hour after the judge had charged them on the law of the case, the jury returned to the court with a verdict of guilty, and Mrs. Hirsch was sentenced to a fine of $1,000 and imprisonment for 1 year. The Trial. In the Superior Court of Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia, March 1918, Hon. Benjamin H. Hill, Judge. March 14th, Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch, who had been jointly indicted with W.D. Cook for blackmail and had pleaded not guilty. Bibliography. The Atlanta Constitution, March 15th, 16th, and 17th, 1918. See Ante, p. 628. I made the following corrections and improvements. 1. Fix spelling errors. Lees to less. MRA to Mrs., Eriminal to Criminal, Jess to Less, Bensors H., We, to Benjamin H. Hill. 2. Corrected punctuation, Mrs. Hirsch to Mrs. Hirsch, Mayor Candlera to Mayor Candlers. 3. Improved paragraph structure for better readability. 4. Added a header for the trial details section. 5. Corrected the format of the bibliography and trial date.